if I were to make money my ultimate concern or my goal, then that means as soon as I do that, it becomes a source of anxiety. As soon as I make something a goal, especially an ultimate concern, it becomes a source of anxiety, potential source of anxiety. If I don't have money and I'm poor, I always worry about getting money. I always want more money. I'm unhappy because I don't have enough money. If I get a lot of money and have money, then I'm going to worry about losing money. And for those of you who think that rich people don't worry about that, I've known some very rich people who do worry about it. You know, I have one person has so much money, a person I know has so much money I can't even imagine, and lives in a different part of the country and got all upset about the Orange County bankruptcy because of, and I was like, why does he care, you know? It's because he had all, his bottom line money was invested in mutual bonds. And he kept saying, how can a government default? That was his ultimate source of security financially. And he was all upset about it. You think I cared about my finances? I don't have any money invested in municipal bonds, you know. It didn't affect me. But he was quite concerned about it. And that's what I mean. Even somebody that has, you know, more money than probably you and I can imagine was concerned about some remote event like that. See? So your these source, your goals of what you make ultimate concerns become powerful sources of anxiety as well. They also control your life. So for example, if I make money or success the most important thing in my life, that means I will do anything for money. That by definition, that's the most important. So I would kill, I would steal, I would lie, you know, I would cheat, I'd manipulate people. And I couldn't help it. Because if a conflict came up between money and one of those other values, if money is truly number one, I would do whatever it took. It's like they say in you know, you hear this thing in football, winning should be number one. Well, not really. Hopefully we don't believe that. But you hear this all the time. And it's in our American culture all the time. We hear these messages. So though that's one of the most. Now, what is an alternative? What else can we do? One of the key insights here also is the issue of control. You have those things you have more control over, you feel less anxious about. You don't have control of anything outside yourself.
This is the end of side one. Please turn over your tape and continue listening on side two.